Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TAIEX opened up 97 points this morning from yesterday's close at 18,950 on turnover of 8.6 billion NT. The TAIEX closed at an all-time high on Thursday as investors looked to Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing on the back of NVIDIA's financial results, which showed the artificial intelligence chip designer reported $12.29 billion U.S. dollars in net income during the fourth quarter of last year. Lawmakers from across party lines are urging the government to speed up efforts to build a friendly environment in which to farm egg-laying hens. The call comes after the release of a report on progress made in assisting the industry shift to cage-free farming across Asia. Taiwan ranked 6th out of 17 countries surveyed in the report by Open Wing Alliance, a global coalition of 100 organizations from 72 countries. Lawmakers say Taiwan has made no progress in phasing out battery cages in the farming of egg-laying chickens, and says the government must come up with effective measures as soon as possible. They're also calling for a policy to help cooperative egg farmers gain access to land and loans, and for subsidies to be granted to farmers who adopt an animal-friendly egg production model. In international news, the Commissioner General of the UN Aid Agency in Gaza says the agency has reached its breaking point. Jody Jacobs reports from the United Nations in New York.
As the 140-day mark approaches since the start of the conflict between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, the United Nations has once again sounded the alarm bells about the dire humanitarian situation there. Philip Lazzarini has now penned a letter to the UN General Assembly President, saying Israel's repeated calls to dismantle UNRWA and the freezing of funding by donors at a time of unprecedented humanitarian needs is threatening the organization's existence. Lazzarini has called for urgent UN General Assembly intervention to save the lives of millions in the Gaza Strip. Jody Jacobs, New York.
A man found guilty of using his pickup truck to kill four members of a Muslim family in Canada has been sentenced to life in prison, as a judge ruled that the actions of the admitted white nationalist amounted to terrorism. Nathaniel Veltman has also been sentenced to a concurrent life sentence for the attempted murder of a boy who survived the 2021 attack. Veltman was found guilty in November of four counts of first-degree murder and one count of attempted murder for hitting the Afzal family with his truck while they were out for a walk. The case was the first time Canada's terrorism laws were put before a jury in a first-degree murder trial. And a whale as long as a train car that died after stranding it to a Japanese bay is set to be buried until it naturally becomes a skeletal specimen for a local museum. It's the third year in a row that whales have become stranded in Osaka Bay, raising questions about the reasons why and the cost of handling the incidents. The animal that was confirmed dead on Monday is believed to be a male sperm whale, about 12 meters long and weighing an estimated 20 tons. The whale was spotted several times in the bay and port since mid-January. Tidal fluctuations, diseases, and climate change are among the possible reasons it became stranded. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again next week for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.